What a gift that was. Thank you to the children, parents, and teachers. Please pray with me. Holy and gracious together, and God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, teach and remind us as your eternal love and faithfulness as we hear your word read and proclaimed and enacted. Move us to new places of understanding and wisdom. We ask this in the name of the risen Christ. Amen. The scripture reading for this sermon today is from the epistle, Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 16. Listen for God's word for you this day. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead a life of worthy of your calling, to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, as it said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were to some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If someone were to ask you, if I used an idiom for this, to put all your cards on the table about how you felt things were going in the world around us, what would you say? Show and tell newspapers, televised news and commentary programs, the internet and radio, all communicate almost instantaneously what's going on in the world and even in our own communities. It's not all good news. Wars and rumors of wars, hostility, violence, persecution, injustice, divisiveness, and suffering, just to name a few, are the woes of our concerns. And truth be told, struggles and challenging issues in our own lives and the lives of those we love and care about are burdens of concern that weigh heavy upon our hearts. My grandmother, who used to live with us for many years, when I was a little girl, she used to tell me, "Look up and you'll see no shadows." And she said that whenever I was afraid or concerned or anxious. Lolly was one of the first people who taught me about Jesus, whom she loved and followed and served all of her days. She, like we all, had bumps in the road. But her love in and trust in God brought her a deep peace. And to this day, "Look up and you'll see no shadows" is tucked into my heart. God, who created the heavens and the earth and all the living things, redeems us in Christ Jesus our Lord and sustains us by the Holy Spirit, and with whom nothing is hid, knows us through and through. God knows our hopes and our dreams, our doubts, our fears, and the laments and prayers that reside deep within our souls. Though we may feel fragile and vulnerable, and our grief and sorrow real and sometimes very raw, the good news is that we are not alone. For nothing in life or death is able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. God's love is a divine covenant love. A couple of weeks ago, Benjamin and Kyle were baptized right here in this sanctuary. The water used for their baptism was poured into Mary McClung Quam's grandmother's crystal bowl that had been used for such purposes for generations in her family. The water of baptism binds the church, binds us, the body of Christ, in covenant to our Creator and our Lord. As baptism is a sign and seal of God's grace and covenant in Christ, baptism also calls us for a response to God's gift of grace. We're called to repentance and faithfulness and discipleship. As we in our individual lives and together as the body of Christ live into God's amazing grace love, as we respond to that love with thanksgiving and praise and worship, and in the whole of our lives with gratitude and joy, we are called to share that love that God gives us, because he gives us hope and forgiveness and heals and restores and saves and brings peace to our souls. Whether we're in the calm, still waters with gentle breezes blowing, or experiencing turbulent, crashing waves of uncertainty with gale-force winds that seem to want to blow us over, we stand secure upon the promises of our faithful God. We are anchored in God's covenant love that promises to be with us always, and that calls us to follow in the way of Christ, trusting in the Holy Spirit's guidance, counsel, comfort, and strength as we journey through our faith. This morning, we come with faith to the table where we receive grace that Christ freely gives. We come believing in the gospel that unites us, and we rejoice together as the body of Christ. For it is at the Lord's table where we are spiritually fed and strengthened. We gather together, each one uniquely different, but all made in the image of God, to remember the once and for all sacrifice of Jesus' self-offering, Christ's broken body, and shed blood for the forgiveness of our sin. We come with gratitude, even when our faith has been shaken, to be assured of God's love and grace in Christ Jesus. We come with expectancy to be renewed and empowered as disciples of Jesus Christ. We we come as members of God's family of faith, in communion with Christ and with all who belong to Christ from all time, united at the table. As we go forth from the table, each to our own homes, families, friends, workplace, and communities, and yes, your ongoing shared work and ministry in this amazing community of faith and beyond these church doors, remember God's love and care. Remember that we are united at the table and united in ministry. We put God's love into practice to maintain Christian unity, not competing with one another, but celebrating the gift of diversity, offering our unique and various God-given gifts and talents in building up and strengthening the body of Christ with humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. As we go from this place today, in communion with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in fellowship with one another, respecting our differences and rejoicing in the oneness in Christ, God, help us to be shining lights amidst the darkness, encouragers to those with waning hope, forgivers who seek reconciliation, voices for those who are forgotten, builders who welcome all in the name of Christ, healers of divisions which discriminate, speakers of truth and love, equippers who share gifts and talents that bless others, sharers of the good news, peacemakers who open up communication and understanding, and knitters who weave God's love and grace into everything we do and we say. So at the table, and in this place, after fellowship, and hugs, and prayers, and smiles, and pats on the back, and looking into each other's eyes, knowing that we rejoice in Christ, and knowing the pain and sorrow of others, let us go forward, united at the table, united in Christ, and united with one another, for all time. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.